Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you from 2225 Roosevelt Place here in the city of Gary.
We thank you for coming in and sharing with us on tonight, and we just pray that God will be used mightily and that you will be able to receive whatever it is that you're looking for on today. We've been very blessed since we began the Warfare Hours, and we'd like to give it up for the Kingdom Builders International and the Kingdom Daughters for allowing us the opportunity to come forth once more and again. We pray for all those that are sick, those that are shut in. Pray that if you have some bad weather, we can rebuke the devourer for your sake. You know, we can declare and decree some things and make the weather change as our voice goes over the four winds. And because we've been talking about those things in the warfare hour, God has given us so many weapons of warfare to fight off the enemy. And hopefully every week you're able to get a few more licks in on the enemy. You're able to write down some things, to do some studying, get in your prayer closet, at the boldly go out there in your workplace, in your ministry, in your family, in everybody that you come in contact with. Let them know that the weapons of warfare are active and being used by you and can be used by others as well. We thank you for, again, listening to us on tonight. And that song, if you like that song, that's a real close friend. Actually, he's a relative as well. His name is David Ivy. And we're going to be featuring some of his material. He's a wonderful psalmist, man of God. And we'll be talking more about him and others. But we do thank you for being with us. On last week, we had a lot of controversial information that we brought forth, but we got some real great feedback from most of you, and we thank you for those things that you did say. We do pray that you would use Facebook or use this station here or write us an email on CarltonClark@yahoo.com and just kind of let us know what's going on with you. You can drop us a line at our ministry address, 2225 Roosevelt Place in Gary, Indiana, 46404. You can call a telephone number, leave a message, and we'll try to get back to you and let you know that we appreciate you being part of this ministry. Okay. As always, we ask that you will prepare yourself to receive the Word of God. We pray that you would get yourself a pencil or a piece of paper, a pen, or whatever kind of electronic device that you have for recording. Particularly if you've been with us for a while, you know we go through a lot of scriptures sometime and we cover a lot of information. But we do that to try to break it down as simple as possible for you to be able to use the information in your day-to-day warfare life. Amen. And we always ask that you would repeat this prayer with us. Kind of just opens up things and puts us in the correct frame of mind to be able to receive what God has for us. Amen. Okay, please repeat after me. Open thine mine eyes that I may behold the wondrous things out of thy law. That comes from Psalms 119 and verse 18. Again, it basically said, please let me understand what I'm finna read. Let me understand what I'm finna hear. It's coming out of your word. It's coming out of your law. Because I know it's some good stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. On last week, we talked about personal spiritual profile. And in that personal profile, we touched on very many things that we may have been involved in our lives. And the reason that we talked about those things, because many of these things have become familiar spirits in our lives. And when we call, when we speak of familiar spirits, we speak of things that we no longer maybe see as a sin. Some things that we think, oh, it's okay. That's just so and so and so. That ain't nothing really wrong with that. And so we talked about some of those things on last week. We talked about family, those in the family that not only have dabbled in Christian philosophies, but that dealt in other philosophies. And we talked about things in the family dealing with the different kinds of everyday things that we run into in life, and we don't think that because we've been exposed to it, it has a lasting effect in our lives. Just a few, we'll just go over a few of them. We talked about horoscopes, palm reading, good luck charms, different kinds of games, Dungeons and Dragons as an example, and martial arts, fortune telling, magician, you know, magic tricks. You know, I know we was little, and we watch a lot of stuff on TV. If you, in case you haven't noticed, there's a lot of movies on that's about the occult, and the people that's watching it is not those that's not believing in God. It's those that's believing in God. Some of the, if you go to, you know, there's a lot of vampire movies out, a lot of werewolf movies out, dead people rising from the dead movies that are out. There's a lot of things out now about the end of the world, apocalypse and things of those nature. And what happens is that we forget that those things are entertainment. And we believe that those things are true. And we might see one or two things in the movie that has a scriptural half-truth in it, and we'll take it and run with it. And it puts us in a position of believing some of this entertainment that we see on TV. We also talked about some things that are a little bit more obvious, such as Ouija boards and different cults. Secret orders, you know, a lot of things has been in the on TV and in the newspaper about the Illuminati and things of that nature now. So Freemasonry and things of that nature. It's a whole bunch of things that's out there now that it's not really. There used to be a lot of secret or secretive, and a lot of those things have been exposed. But for many years, no one knew about it. We talked about some of the tragedies that may have befallen you in your family, such as plagues, fire, poverty, different kinds of abuse to include incest, murder, divorce, even financial ruin and rape. And again, we talked about those kinds of things that in our minds or in our hearts, in our consciousness, what we've done is we've repressed them, or we've got them so deep in our subconsciousness that they only come up when prompted, when some kind of trigger brings the information up. But what happens, the unfortunate thing concerning that is many of the times that the trigger brings that unfortunate or that mishap situation back up, sometimes it was so devastating that it almost hypnotizes us, for lack of a better word, into doing something that's even more catastrophic than what happened in the first time that we encountered it. And so what our intent was on last week, and I'm going to share just a few more of those things that we talked about, but our intent was to identify to you, guess what? It's some stuff you've been exposed to that you think nothing of it. But there's some stuff on the inside of you that you never renounced out of your life because it was, you know, it was a little kid's game or something. Something you did that you felt that was harmless. And one of the things that we're going to share on tonight is that Jesus has warned us all through the scriptures that there's going to be false prophets, there's going to be false apostles, false teachers, He warned us about things that he didn't want us to do, and he also talked about the blessings that he had for us and the curses that he had for us over in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. Verse 1 through, I believe, 15 talks about the blessings, and then verse 16 through, like, 48 talks about the curses. And it's no coincidence that there's more curses than it is blessings. The blessings are manifold, or they are what we call dimensional. So it may seem like it's not that many of them, but they're dimensional blessings. They go through a conglomerate of layers of things that's going on with us. What has happened is, over time, we've suppressed some things that we've done in our lives to the point of we don't forget about it until it pops back up. And unless we are in some kind of deliverance ministry where we're learning how to focus on those things and renounce them out of our lives completely, it's some residue still left over. And sometimes that residue is deadly. And so we want to make sure that thimbleful by thimbleful, teaspoon by teaspoon, shovel by shovel, whatever, the muck in the mind that's on the inside of us gets removed and thrown into the sea of forgiveness, not only from ourselves, but also from the enemy. One of the things that the enemy wants to do is to remind us of our past. And sometimes my past is so bad that, and it brings up such a horrible picture that instead of fighting him back, we run and hide, or we try to justify why we did what we did when we did it. And what we need to be doing is reminding him of his future. You know, he got a future that's, you know, in the pit of hell, him and all his cohorts. You know, so he don't need to be trying to, like, remind us of the stuff that we did while we was here on the earth. You know, and he goes to the master, and he tries to accuse us daily. Yeah, look at your apostle over there. You know, he's still doing such and such and such. I thought he's supposed to be your pastor. Look, he a deacon. Look at him. Look at her. Look at what she's doing. I thought she was your woman of God. And what happens, we get convicted, and sometimes we even quit the ministry. We quit doing what God intended for us to do because of pride, because of shamefulness, bitterness, slander, different kinds of things that get in our way, and we're so distraught over being exposed that we're no good to God anymore. And that's what's happened to a lot of our national leaders in ministry. Some were, you know, were doing a great work, and they got beside themselves. They went a little extra. They went past the line of demarcation. You know, God always allows us free will. And what happens is, he tells us about this narrow road that we have to travel in life. And because he allowed us to have free will, we can go down that road any way we want to. We can go to the left of that road, we can go to the right of that road, or we can go straight down the corridor that road entails. Now, that road got a lot of twists and a lot of curves. But if we stay in the road, there's no bumps there. There's, you know, it's a smooth road. It's just got some winding curves. And on the side, you see some beautiful scenery. And what happens is some stuff that's over there on the other side, before you get around the curve, looks so good that you go off the beaten path. And when we go off the beaten path, that's when often we get in trouble. Sometimes we're directed off the beaten path because we got a lesson we need to learn about humility, or a lesson we need to learn about how to help somebody else out of stuff. You can't have a testimony if you don't ever have no tests. Hello. Amen. Amen, Walls.
you got to be tested sometimes with some things. And you do need to know that the enemy can't do anything to you without getting permission. And you know what? We always give him permission to, we ourselves give him permission to wreak havoc on us by inviting him into our lives, by speaking the wrong thing. And here's the problem. We don't recognize the anointing that's on our lives, but he does. He knows just as good. He sees us the same way God sees us. He don't want us to get to the potential that God has for us because we're going to save many. We're going to deliver many. We're going to cast out some of his cohorts. Because, you know, God's given us a mandate of what he intended for us to do. If you would, turn to Matthew, the 10th chapter, verse 7 and verse 8. And we got a couple of warfare prayers we're going to be reading today. We're going to read one prayer against hidden curses. And we're going to do a prayer of renouncement and then a harmonious marriage prayer, because what's happened here, in the, especially in the United States, but even more so in the body of Christ, we got more broken marriages than the world does. And you know who behind it? Old Slewfoot himself, the dragon. Whatever you want to call him, whatever name you give him, he on his job, and we're not fighting him. We're not kicking him in the teeth. We're not hitting him with a 2x4. And he breaking up our marriages. He, you know, he's feeding us with information, and we falling for it, hook, line, and sinker. So that's just a prayer that we found about 10 years ago. We've been using it. Yeah, we have some problems, but every now and again we remember to pull that prayer out. And once we pray that prayer, problems go right away. Amen. We're going to be reading out of the King James Bible and the Amplified on today. Amen. Okay, we have Matthew, the 10th chapter, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Verse 8 says, "Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give." Amen. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified, and then we're going to just go over this real quick. As you go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Freely without pay you have received, freely without charge, give. Freely without charge. We're not supposed to be charging folks for what we're doing. I ask that you, if you've been blessed, because Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters have provided us to be on the air, send them something. But you don't have to send me nothing. God going to provide for me. I mean, I'm not discouraging anything, but I'm not asking for anything either. See, the scriptures tell us to ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knocking the door shall be opened unto you. Also, Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 33, tells us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Because guess what? Everything that's in the kingdom belongs to us. Everything. Going back to Genesis, and I know sometimes you say, Apostle, why are you always, you know, going back over the same scriptures? Let me share this with you before I get to verse 7 and verse 8. We got a lot of bad habits, and I'm speaking, I say, you notice I always say we. That includes myself. Everything that I'm saying cuts me first before it even goes over there or anything else. And as we come together and find out that we got some faults, that's fine. We know we got faults, but what do we do about it? How do we fix a habit that we've been had since we was a pup? Well, there's some natural things in the earth, and God made it that way, that in order to change a habit, you have to replace it with another habit. And in order to do that, you have to do it at least 21 times. You can read, there's all kinds of books out on it and everything else. Trust me, when it comes to changing a habit, you're never going to be able to change a habit unless you replace it with another habit, and it's going to take you at least 21 times doing it before that habit will kick in and become a new habit. Here's what happens. You ever notice when a person reads a scripture and you've heard that scripture before? After a while, you learn that scripture so that when a person begins to talk about the scripture, you'll finish the scripture with them. It becomes a habit, or it's like deeply embedded in you, and you recognize it and you know it and you begin to do it. The same thing applies with habits. For those of us that have smoked, I used to smoke, used to drink, was involved with some drugs some years, you know, years and years and years ago. But those were habits. I remember after I got off of those drugs and after off of those alcohol and off of those cigarettes, I had to replace the habit with something else. And unfortunately, the one thing that I replaced it with was eating, and I had to learn the hard way about not overeating. And so what happens is you have to replace a bad habit, hopefully and prayerfully, with a better habit. God has given us in the scriptures different gifts, and he's given us what he calls the fruit of the Spirit. And these fruit, which is plural, has many things that we can use to replace that emptiness that we had with some of these bad habits that we have. The bad habits that we got was from watching others doing it, being around something we saw with our different gates, our eye gate, our ear gate, something we heard, something we saw, something we spoke, and then we manifested it, then we did it. And so now we have to do the same thing, ask, seek, and knock, so that we can change the habit. Okay, verse 7 says, it's talking about the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And the reference to Matthew, the 10th chapter, verse 7, is Mark, the 6th chapter, and verse 12. Let's turn there. It basically just says kind of some of the same things. And in Mark, 6th chapter, and verse 12. Reading out of the King James Bible, it says, and they went out and preached that men should repent. When we preach, and here what happened was Jesus was teaching the 12 what it was he wanted them to do, and he was teaching them about deliverance. And one of the first things he told us is that we need to repent. And in order to repent, repent means to change or turn from, turn away from. And in order to be able to repent or turn away from, you have to be able to recognize that you got a problem in that area. That's why last week I was talking about the different things on the personal spiritual profile. On at the ministry, we are part of Living Way Christian Center. Now, we are the Warriors for Christ House Prayer Church International here in the city of Gary, and we're under the auspices of the Warfare Hour program. But our covering is the Living Way Christian Center here in the city of Gary, and Apostle Leonard Emmons is our pastor and apostle. And he allowed us, so yesterday we passed out this personal spiritual profile, and I've had it about 10 years, and it's personal. It's something that you do yourself. You don't necessarily share it with your spouse or your loved one, because there's some like pretty meaty stuff in here. And what it is it's some stuff you don't forget, and as you're checking off these, it's kind of like a checklist, and it's about or 6 pages long. And what happens is you check these things off. And what happens, you see that you got a lot of stuff checked off on a lot of those pages, and it kind of like scares you. And it makes you, but it also identifies to you, hey, you know what? I thought I was better off than I was. I didn't know that this stuff here could have been a familiar spirit. And then at the end of that, there's a prayer of renouncement. And what you do is you just go and look at on the list and you check, you renounce all the things that you checked off on that list. It's a wonderful tool. And I've used it, I do it about twice a year. It's like an inventory. Because what happens is stuff pops back up. Don't think that it don't, because you think you done cleared something and got it out of the way, and it rears its ugly head and it comes back. Because the enemy only leaves for a season. Amen? And so when he come back, you got to be ready for him. Because if you let him back in, he's going to bring some more deadly enemies with him. The scriptures say he's going to bring Seth that was even more deadly than he was. So that means he got some big cousins and some big uncles that he's going to be bringing with him, and they're going to be trying to take residence in you. Now, I know all over the land we got people that say, well, you know, if you're in God, you know, a demon can't affect you. The devil is a liar. That's the one thing about the devil. It's his responsibility to make us believe that he doesn't exist. And as long as we think he doesn't exist, he has free reign in our lives. So we do have to repent. Luke, the 9th chapter and verse 2, is another reference scripture to Matthew 10 and 7. And it's telling us that just like he said in the original verse, bust the heel. And Luke 10, verse 1 through 2, he appointed during the same time frame 70 others to go out. And they went out two by two. And I'm reading, you know, I'm talking about the scripture that we had in Matthew. Jesus sent the 12 out. And he commissioned 70 more. This commissioning that he did is the same as the forerunner of him commissioning us. Because he's saying, you've been around me. You heard what I said. You've been following me. Go and do these things. What things did he tell them to do? Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. Raise the dead. Cast out devils, and freely you have received and freely give. In other words, don't ask a dime for doing any of the four things that you're getting ready to go out there and do. If somebody wants to feed you while you they eat at the first house there that offers you something to eat and get on about your business doing what I've sent you out here to do. Amen. And that's what we really need to focus on, that God has sent all of us out to do, to heal the sick. You know what? Some people got some stuff wrong with them that the hospitals and doctors can't fix. They got a different doctor that needs to be dealing with them. And you are the agent that gives them access to the doctor. You're the referral agent. Because some of them, these folks, a lot of people ain't going to church. Nowadays, they think the church is so corrupt. In the Catholic community, they're seeing a lot of the priests and got away with molesting the kids and this and that. They're seeing movie stars and stuff getting away with pretty much any of everything that's ungodly. They're seeing pastors and preachers and bishops and everybody else, prophets, apostles, because all they hear is the name. You know, let something happen to any one of us that's on the air, and I guarantee you that it's going to be spread around because they're going to use us as an example. So folks not going to church for that reason. They were looking for a reason not to go anyway. And so the enemy using everything he can. Well, Sunday, you need to be washing your car anyway. You know, Sunday, the only time you work all week, you ain't got but one day off. That's Saturday. Then Sunday, they want you to go to church all day, you know, stay at home. You know, shoot, they know football games and basketball games is on Sunday. Huh, you don't work hard all week. You need to stay at home, you know, see. That's the way the enemy gets us, and we buy into it. Yeah, that's right. I worked hard, huh. I can miss this Sunday. Pastor understand. And see, that's good if you're in a big ministry. If you're in a little ministry, guess what? You miss when you ain't there. You can be in a big ministry and get away with some stuff. That's why people don't want to do what God has intended for them to do. But this is the warfare hour. So we're talking about how can we identify these things and how can we fight them. Okay, next is, okay, we want to concentrate on casting out demons because there's some stuff going on and you need to be able to pray your way out of some stuff. So before we go to this next scripture, I want to read this prayer. I want you to kind of close your eyes or you can repeat it after me, but I do want you to hear this prayer. This is a prayer against hidden curses. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Every satanic agent prospering because of the hidden curses in my life shall be exposed by the decree of God in Jesus' name. By the decree of my God, I destroy every impurity in my life that is assisting all the hidden curses in my life in Jesus' name. Let the evil angels on guard to protect any hidden curse in me be paralyzed by the stroke of the Lord in Jesus' name. Any evil traffic wardens diverting the good things away from my life because of hidden curses and covenant die in Jesus' name. Any known and unknown covenant in my life promote hidden covenants and curses break forever in Jesus' name. Power in the blood of Jesus, arise and disgrace all hidden curses in my life by your power above all power in Jesus' name. Let the hidden curses in my life causing me to suffer, be exposed and be disgraced in Jesus' name. Every hidden curse in my life, your time is up. Die in Jesus' name. Blood of Jesus, speak destruction into every spell in my life in Jesus' name. By the power in the name of Jesus, I cancel every evil handwriting against me in Jesus' name. Every stubborn curse placed upon my life when I was a baby, die in Jesus' name. Every hidden curse I inherited from my parents, receive Holy Ghost termination in Jesus' name. Every curse of spiritual marriage in my life, be divorced in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost fire, burn to ashes every hidden curse in my life in Jesus' name. Every inherited curse of poverty in my life, die in Jesus' name. Every inherited curse of untimely death in my life, die in Jesus' name. Every inherited evil covenant in my life, be broken in Jesus' name. Any strong man following me about because of my ancestral curse, fall down and die in Jesus' name. Any inherited parental curse assigned to waste me, my life is not available, die in Jesus' name. Any hidden curse placed upon me in the dream, die in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, reveal to me all my hidden problems and destroy them in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, reveal to me all my hidden problems and destroy them in Jesus' name. I break and loose my destiny from destruction, from hidden curses in Jesus' name. Every witchcraft curse attacking me from the dark, be exposed unto death in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, deliver me from all manner of hidden curses in Jesus' name. Any strange sickness, problem in my life because of hidden curses, die with your curse in Jesus' name. Thou yoke of hidden curses in my life, break and loose your hold in Jesus' name. Every agent of hidden curses in my life, be exposed to death in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful and magnificent name. See, you know what? Woo! Yeah, somebody ought to be on fire right about now, because I know there's deliverance in the thing. How about you? Ooh, the power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know what? See, there's a lot of things going on, and people don't know that they can break the bonds. God keeps telling us that we are the ones that's in control. It's up to us to fix what's broken. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Okay, okay. Ooh, okay, let me calm down. All right, now, turn to Luke with me. All right, evangelist, hallelujah. Listen, you already have it, evangelist. Turn to Luke, the 10th chapter, verse 17 through 20. Luke, the 10th chapter, verse 17 through 20. Now, I hope I didn't miss when I was looking at, okay, I read Mark. Okay, yeah. Yeah, this is key. It's some stuff we, remember now, we're trying to bind and loose some stuff, to identify some stuff that's going on with us, to be able to deal with the enemy and allow him to know that he ain't the one in charge. He is not the one in charge. We are the ones in charge. God has scripted us to handle everything in our lives. Okay, Luke, the 10th chapter, verse 17 through 20. Amen. Now, I told you that he sent out the disciples, and then he sent out 70. Amen. And then here it says, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Verse 18 says, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven. See, when you praying like that prayer, we just pray. I hope some of y'all prayed that with me. See, lightning, the enemy was falling out of the atmosphere down to the earth like lightning, hitting the ground so hard it was explosions all over the place. And wherever you call it, wherever you listening from, if you was, we over the airways, so stuff was falling out of the air. Jesus, if he said whatever he did, we was going to be able to do as well. Okay, now he commissioned the 12, he commissioned the 70, and he commissioned us. And he said to them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you, I give, who's talking, Jesus? I give unto you power to tread on serpents. What's the serpent's name? Hello? The serpent, that's a dragon, ain't it? If you go over to Revelation, it talks about Abaddon and Apollyon. It talks about Leviathan, all them thons and nons. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. He gave us power to tread on serpents and scorpions, anything that's got a sting. He took away the sting of what? Death. He took away the sting of death and the grave. And over the power of the enemy has no power. It says it right here. I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions over the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Quit allowing our diseases to kill us. We got a doctor, like I was saying to some folks out there, if you know the right doctor, can't nothing, it says right here, can't nothing hurt you. Verse 20 says, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Guess what? And see what I'm where we finna go now. The enemy needs to know you by name. If the enemy, if these little devils and demons that's in your family don't know who you are, if they don't like start trembling when you get close, you ain't doing what you need to be doing. You know, I love you. I swear to God I love you. I promise to God. I try not to swear. I promise to God I love you. But if you are not feared by some of the folks in your family, if they don't hate to see you coming, you probably ain't doing enough. Hello. Sorry. That's the truth. I didn't make it up. It's the truth. Now, in the Amplified, it says, the 17th return rejoicing, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan falling like a lightning flash from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority and power. See, it said power before. Authority. Only God can give you what belongs to him. I give you authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions and physical and mental strength and ability over all the power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any way harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are enrolled in heaven. You're on a long scroll. It talks about it in Exodus, the 32nd chapter, and verse 32. It talks about it again in Psalms, the 69th chapter, verse 28. And in Daniel, the 12th chapter, and verse 1. Amen. Continuing in casting and talking about casting out devils. Turn to Mark, the 9th chapter, and verse 38 through 41. Now, there's some stuff we're getting ready to talk about here. And I want you to pay attention because sometimes we get afraid over things that we ain't got no business being afraid of. God gave us the ability to do everything. And some of you think that you, well, I ain't called to do nothing, and I ain't no preacher, and I don't even go to church. That don't mean that you don't know what's right and what's wrong. That don't mean that you can't do some stuff. So, I know I got some folks that's listening that think that they don't have no power, but I'm going to read some to you. Mark the 9th chapter, verse 38. And John asking him, talking to Jesus, saying, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and he followed not us, and we forbade him because he followeth not us. Verse 39, but Jesus said, forbid him not, for there is no man which shall do a miracle in my name that can lightly speak evil of me. Verse 40, for he that is not against us is on our part. Verse 41, for whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. And the reward is eternal life. Now, here it clearly says, before I read it out of, no, let me read it out of the Amplified first. Mark the 9th chapter, verse 38. 41. John said to him, Teacher, we saw a man who does not follow along with us driving out demons in your name. And we forbade him to do it because he is not one of our band, which is of your disciples. But Jesus said, do not restrain or hinder or forbid him, for no one who does a mighty work in my name will soon afterward be able to speak evil of me. Verse 40, for he who is not against us is for us. And that we reference that as Numbers 11 chapter, verse 27 through 29. Verse 41 says, "For I tell you truly, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to and bear the name of Christ will by no means fail to get his reward." I bet you some of y'all didn't know that, because guess what? I didn't know that. You know, every day, I love this warfare hour because God is, prepares me. He gives me what it is that he wants you to have. And then he puts me in deep prayer, meditation, and I get to searching the scriptures, and I run across some stuff, and I'll be like, ooh, 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 I didn't know that. Ooh, I know you want that out there, Lord. Okay, hallelujah. Listen. Does that mean that self-appointed people can cast out devils? Absolutely. It just said it. So don't get all high and mighty, because I'm finna tell you some more stuff. Yes, but there is more. There's more to it than that. See, there's many who may cast out demons in Christ's name and who will yet be condemned because they did not otherwise obey and live by what he taught. See, God always said that his word would not go out void. Some of them can do these miraculous works and still won't make it into the kingdom because they refuse to obey and live by what he taught. People who have not actually been commissioned by Christ are what he calls workers of iniquity. You've heard that before. Now you know what that is. Even if they can't cast out demons, if they do not otherwise obey all of the words of what the word of God says, they are looked at as workers of iniquity. A few Thursdays ago, I shared with you that this show, or this teaching, kind of puts you in the mind frame of the show that used to be on with Arsenio Hall. And one of his punchline was things that make you go, See, sometimes you got to, like, get your curiosity piqued before you start doing some looking, before you start doing some searching, before you start really trying to figure out what the heck is going on. Amen? Amen. If you would, turn to Acts, the 19th chapter. Now we finna get into something that you will find that we need to be careful of. And this is for each and every one of us that's in the body. Acts, the 19th chapter, verse 11 through verse 16. It's a familiar story to some, and to others, maybe it's not so familiar, but it's key, because it does show you that there's consequences to just using the name of Jesus in vain. Now, here Jesus, before we get into this scripture, Jesus said, "Don't forbid nobody that performs a miracle in my name," because you ain't got to worry about them being false Christ, because they're not going to be able to talk about me and do it at the same time. But we do know some people that willfully are able to call upon the laws that govern prosperity, the laws that cover or that govern many other things that's here in the earth. And that's how we get fooled. They give us a false or half-truth, and we hear the half and get fooled by the other half. And that's because we haven't studied to show ourselves approved unto God and to be a workman that's not ashamed, rightly or righteously dividing the word of truth. Many times we heard a lot of stuff from our leaders, previous pastors, teachers, evangelists, mother, mom and them, big dad and them, those people that we had trust in. we believed them because of who they were. Back in those days, there was a lot more integrity in the ministry than there is now. And so you didn't expect your clergy people to do or tell you something that was untrue. The problem was they can only tell you what they knew. And if they didn't continue to study, they themselves, as well as us, would get stagnant. And we procrastinate in doing the rest of what God wants us to do. We get slowful in areas. We think we've arrived. You know, just because we got 600 members or 300 members or 150 members, you know, whatever your flavor, your flavor and size is, you know, you got 1,000 members, you got 15 ministries, you got 10 outreach, you know, you got 17 vans, you got a plane, you got a boat, you got a, that's stuff. You got 3 buildings, you know, you got a $42.7 million ministry every week. Please. So what? You got 6 million members. So what? What else you doing? How many people is getting healed every week or every day for that matter? How many people is getting power? And how many people are getting elevated in the ministry? You know, how many people are learning how to free others from despair? You know, how many, you know, I mean, that's what the trueness of this ministry is all about. You know, how many lepers you done cleansed? How many folks you done raised from the dead with your 6 million having self? How many devils you done cast out this week? Or do you have that capacity in your ministry? Do you have the power and the evidence of speaking in other tongues? I know nobody want to talk about that because people say that ain't necessary for salvation. I didn't tell you it was necessary for salvation. I said it's necessary for you to have some power. Ooh. Somebody just clicked off. Because they don't believe that. Because they don't take all that. But I'm here to tell you that God told us we could covet 2 things. We could covet prophecy. We could cover tongues. Why would he say that if it wasn't true? Psalms 82. Well, no, I'm not going to go there. Not right now, anyway. Okay, as we come to our close, if you would turn to, where were we? We over in Acts, the 19th chapter, verse 11 through 16. I'm going to read in the King James, and then the Amplified. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought into the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Let me stop right there for a minute. Jesus said before he went to the cross, he said, "These things that I do, you're going to be able to do, and much greater." There's some scriptures where Peter was, they brought the sick and the lame out of, and put them out in the field and said, "Peter, when the sun, I want you to just walk by and your shadow will hit them and they'll be healed." These were the people that was taking care of all these people with the palsy and everything else. Their faith was so strong and so tough in the apostles' ability from having been with the master, that and what they said happened. The same thing happened with Paul. You know, we have some folks here in the United States that had the same kind of anointing on their life. Catherine Kuhlman used to walk in places and she'd have to go through the back. She'd go through the kitchen. Everybody in the kitchen would fall out. You're talking about, she laying hands on people and pushing them down, and they got to fall. You know, when the presence of God is on you, like in Moses, had so much the presence of God on him that he had to wear a veil. Folks was afraid of him because the glory of God shone on him. He had two little, like, almost, they looked like horns coming out of his head of the glory of God when he was up there for 40 days conversing with God. When God get on you like that, oh, we, and I want some of that. Y'all need to be wanting some of that there. Okay, Acts 19:11-16. Verse 12 says, and that they gave out handkerchiefs and aprons so that if people just touched them. You know, now what people are sending out prayer cloths and this and that, it's supposed to be in the same vein as this scripture that I'm reading here. I pray that folks is using this scripture when they're sending that stuff out, because I know that God can and will bless you to do these kinds of things. Just like we over the internet that now, God knew then that we was going to be able to talk to people thousands of miles away. Jesus understood physics. He always said at the top of a hill, down in the valley, around what? A body of water. Guess why? Because it was like an amphitheater. He talked no louder than a whisper sometimes. But his voice being, at number one, angelic and majestic of God himself, the voice carried over the four winds, hit that water, and was amplified, and the millions and the thousands, the multitudes heard him. They heard every word that he said. Verse 13 said, then certain of the Vagamai Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and a chief of the priests which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. You need to be real careful. Remember I was saying you need to be rebuking the enemy every day. He needs to know who you are. So when it do come time for you to start declaring and decreeing and rebuking and trying to cast out the demon, calling them by name, he's going to say, James I know and Jews I know, who are you? And he's going to come out of that person and wreak havoc on you. Now, I didn't write it. It's written right here as an act of trying to use the name of Jesus in vain. Jesus has warned us in Matthew 24, 24. Let me get there real quick, because we're coming to our close. Matthew 24 say, for false Christ and false prophets will arise and may not be amplified. And they will show great signs and wonders so as to deceive and lead astray, if possible, even the elect. Who is the elect? Me and you, God's chosen ones, the Christians, the called out ones, those that go to church all the time and think we know everything, been in church 40 years, 50 years, 45 years, 35 years, know everything, but don't have no power. Those of us that, you know, that I've been a trustee, I've been a deacon, I'm on the mother's board. Hello. See, I have warned you beforehand. Jesus, you know, when he warned us, he told, we made a covenant with God before we came down here in this earth suit. And we said, Lord, if you send us down there, we're going to do everything you told us to do while we're there. And we made a pact with them that we was going to do those things. And when we got ready, then we got down here, and because we was born as a baby and had to go through the process of living in this earth suit, some of the stuff became hazy to us, and then the enemy started working on us so that we could forget what our job was. But God said before we was in our mother's womb, he knew us. That means we got together and had a conversation before we even was a sperm in daddy's body that went out of daddy and the mama, hit the egg and made us. God told us what our assignment was, and then he sent us here to do it. I talked to you today about some things that we talked about on last week and some things that we need to do to take a look at to be strong this year and this week. I pray even right now that we put ourselves in a position to be able to not only know the kinds of things that can get in our way, but to renounce those things out of our lives. I spoke to you earlier about the kinds of things that's going on. I know in my family, a lot of the men are having a problem with their marriages. I know in the body of Christ, we have a problem with marriages. So I want to pray this harmonious marriage prayer, and then we're going to open up the airways. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, it is written in your word that your love is shed abroad. This is a harmonious marriage prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, it is written in your word that your love is shed abroad in hearts by the Holy Ghost, who is given to us. Because you are in us, we acknowledge that love reigns supreme. Father, we believe that love is displayed in full expression, enfolding and knitting us together in truth, making us perfect for every good work to do your will, working in us that which is pleasing in your sight. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful and magnificent name. Father, we live and conduct our marriage honorably, the marriage of the natural and of the spiritual, God, and becomingly. We esteem it as precious, worthy, and of great price. Father, we commit ourselves to live in mutual harmony and accord with one another, delighting in each other, being of the same mind, and united in spirit, O God. Father, we believe and say that we are gentle. Father, we believe and say that we are compassionate. Father, we believe and say that we are courteous. Father, we believe and say that we are tenderhearted and humble-minded. Father, we seek peace, and it keeps our hearts in a quietness and assurance. Father, because we follow after love and dwell in peace, Father, our prayers are not hindered in any way in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. Sweet communion, power, and anointing of your Holy Spirit, and the good, perfect, and acceptable will of you as the great I am, O God. Father, our marriage grows stronger day by day in the bond of unity because it is founded on your word and rooted and grounded in your love. Lord, we decree this day, Lord, we decree this day, Lord, we decree this day we have a marriage of the natural and of the spiritual and of the supernatural, Lord, made in heaven, Father. We thank you for the performance of it in Jesus' holy and matchless name. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful and magnificent name. You ordained this, O God. Hallelujah. 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 Okay, we're going to go ahead and open up the lines, and I'm going to give you just a little while to share with us. Amen. Lines are open. Go ahead. Okay. I'm unable to hear you, but I'm praying right now that the lines definitely are open. I want to hear what it is that you have to say about today. Go ahead. okay. Not really understanding what's going on, but we're praying that the lines are open. And that you can, well, even if they're not open and you can still hear me, I'm just going to go ahead and we're going to go ahead and okay. We have a couple of announcements. We have a couple of announcements. There's going to be a prophetic training and activation workshop in the city of Gary, January 26th through the 28th, 2012, at the Living Way Christian Center at 235 West 40th Avenue in the city of Gary. Hallelujah. For more information, you can contact Apostle Leonard Emmons at area code 219-712-7212. Okay, our line's open. Okay, I heard something there, so I thought it was the line, but we're going to go ahead. If you're on the, you're listening to us today, you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sin, then we want to share with you that God does know you. If you want to be saved right now, if you just repeat these words after me, dear Father, Lord Jesus, I love you. I believe that you were born of a virgin, O God. I believe that you died for me. You did bleed. You did die. And that on the third day you rose. I believe that, God. I believe that you got up with all power in heaven and in earth. I believe that you died for my sins. And I give myself to you now, O God. I believe you to be my Savior. And I give my heart to you. If you just said those few little words, God is jumping for joy. Everybody in heaven is jumping for joy. And everybody that's on this air is jumping for joy. Because welcome, brother, and welcome, sister, into the household of faith. We love you. We adore you. And we magnify you because Jesus has accepted you as one of his. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful and magnificent name. We give credit now unto the Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters International for allowing us to come together again this week. We recognize that they have been untiring and bringing to you every single day of the week somebody in the kingdom that is going to uplift you. They say, iron sharpens iron. Here at the Warriors for Christ House of Prayer Church International Outreach Ministries, we believe that failure is not an option. We believe that failure is not an option because we believe that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. The reason that we believe that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us, is because, see, we believe that we trust in the Lord with all our heart, that we don't lean to our own understanding, that in all our ways we acknowledge him, and that he leads, guides, and directs our paths. And we think on those things which are good and those things which are of good report, those things which are just and are true. We think of those things that are wonderful. We try to put ourselves in a position to think positive at all times. We pray that the lines do get up, and we see that we got some more minutes available. If our technician is still on and can open up the lines, that give you an opportunity to say something. I didn't hear the beep, but are you there? Well, we see that everyone's here, and we pray that you've been blessed on today. We did have two prayers that were really paramount, and we pray that they really helped you on today. The prayer against hidden curses, and we're on a 21-day fast, and this is just one of the 21-day prayers that we have been praying. And this is our prayer for tomorrow. And so we pray that your week will be grand and that you will be able to be delivered from any and all things that are in your way. We have some friends and relatives that are listening on today, and so we bless you for.
I want a copy of that prayer. And then he said, "All right, evangelist."
No, he said it over the line. Mm. Well, that means he heard me. Hello.
Amen. Are you still open, Mike, evangelist? And
that's your prayer.
We're going to close with a prayer, and we pray that on next week that you'll be able to, first we pray that you have a wonderful week. We pray that this word went out and was able to help you in any area that you may be having difficulty with, and we do have some things that are going to be beginning in the way sometimes, and we need to be able to fight them off. And so we're going to use some of the information. I pray you've been taking notes and that you've been dealing with some kind of electronic device. And, you know, you can also come back to the Kingdom Builders International on the Talk Blog Radio on the Internet, and you can go to the Warfare Hour or Apostle Carlton Clark, and you can listen to any one of the presentations that we've done over the past few months. All you have to do is just click on to
the internet
that you want to, and you'll be able to hear the message all over again. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for allowing us to come together once more and again, oh God. We thank you for the Kingdom Builders International and the Kingdom Daughters, Father, Evangelist Hannah, and our prophetess, oh God, Teresa, Father, in particular, that allowed me to be on this program, oh God. We pray for their families, oh God, and we pray for their health, oh God. Even they're in school, oh God, we pray that they have a wonderful time and they get straight A's and straight nothing but blessings and all that their hands touch, Father. Father, we pray that everybody that is under the sound of our voice, Father, over the four corners of the earth, oh God, that they receive blessing, Father, that comes only from you, oh God. We pray even right now, declare and decree, Father, that you send thousands and thousands of angels, oh God, Father, to minister to each and every one's individual prayer requests, oh God. So we're speaking of millions of angels, oh God, that you're going to send and dispatch even right now, oh God, to cover and to even drag down some more lightning those powers of darkness in high places, oh God. And, Father, allow us to continue to be able to look up, Father, to see those demons, point them out, Father, and call them out, oh God, that they won't have anything over us, Father. Let us be able to bind the enemy, oh God, the toothless lion, oh God, and let him know that he has nothing over us, Father, that he's unable to do anything to be in charge of us, Father. Let us be able, oh God, to take back our own anointing, oh God, and allow the enemy to draw on that which we have given away freely. Let us take it back and recognize, oh God, what we said to you when we made the covenant before we came in this earth suit, oh God. Father, we pray even and declare a decree right now, Father, that our families are blessed, oh God, that if we are married, oh God, that our marriage is one that's ordained by you. And if we are not married, Father, that we can just even commit ourselves even more to thee, Father. But we are married to you, Jesus. We are married to your way of life, oh God. And, Father, we thank you for the spiritual, the mental, the physiological, the psychological, and everything that deals with us, Father, from the flesh, from the inside out, from the outside in, oh God. Father, we pray even right now, Father, that you guard our gateways, Father, and give us the strength to guard our gateways, especially the five that with our senses, God, that our eye gateway and our ear gateway, Father, our tongue, Father, God, lead, guide, and direct our tongue, Father, that we don't break or harm anyone, Father, any of your spiritual embryos, oh God, that are in, on, and through the earth, oh God, that we're not breaking them open with our viperous tongue, Father, because of who we think we might be, oh God. Father, let us do everything in love, oh God, and to recognize that if we are like you, oh God, that that is the only way that we can make it. Father, we thank you for coming and being a part of our lives, Father. We thank you for giving us the ability to use what we have every day, Father, in the upbuilding of your kingdom. Father, I pray a blessing on kingdom builders and kingdom daughters. I pray that those that are listening, Father, would send some kind of wonderful thing to kingdom daughters. Let them know that they appreciate every day what they do to bring the word of God to them, oh God. And I just pray, oh God, that we continue to be the resource that you would have us to be, Father. You said that you are the one who promotes. You said you are the one who gives authority. You said that you are the one that has commanded, and therefore we are in your command, oh God. We do what it is that you say for us to do, oh God. You pray in your word for us not to take anything, Father, but just to go forth and to do thy will. And so we intend to do so in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful and magnificent name. All right, we're going to go ahead and close and enjoy the music. This is Prophetess Stacy Cranford out of Detroit, Michigan. And we'll see you next week. God bless you.
25